the Ezra Weiss Big Band here on Jazz in the Afternoon. Bob Riddle and Ez Weiss with you, and holding on the phone, we have a member of the board of directors from the Jazz Society of Oregon calling from Boston, and let me see if we're going to be able to make the connection. If all goes well, Ben Fagin is here. Hello, Ben.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I'm very glad we have you loud and clear. Ez is on the line also. And did you win the marathon yesterday?
I did not win. I have to tell you, disappointed to say, but no, I didn't win.
We're so glad that you participated. Look forward to hearing more about it in the future. Ez and I have already been over the reason for us all to be here. The fundraising concert this Saturday to raise money to keep the Cathedral Park Jazz Festival free, in conjunction with your organization, Ben, the Jazz Society of Oregon, who has taken over the management of this festival. Probably the two things that we'll need to know: number one, how can people get tickets? How should they do that? Number two, what time is this all taking place on Saturday? And number three, and which we'll want you to speak up, Ben, because you are very familiar with this brand new venue. Why don't you start with the venue?
Yes, well, the venue is called New Expressive Works, and it's a venue that has been in existence for 5 or 6 years. It has been primarily used for dance, and it's located at 810 Southeast Belmont Street in Southeast Portland. It's a wonderful space, fabulous acoustics, and this concert will be the debut performance of jazz in this space, which
terrific.
I'm extremely excited about.
Great.
And that actually brings me back, you know, full circle towards one of the goals that I have, which is to try to expand the venues, the number of venues and possibilities that exist for jazz in Portland.
Excellent. We definitely need that with the loss of several last year. So thank you for your efforts in that regard. Ez, can you talk about when everything is going to happen on Saturday, April 22nd?
Yes, well, the doors open at 6, and I believe that'll be a good chance for some auctioning and things like that. And then at 7, Dana is going to be playing with a quartet, and Dana Stevens, great saxophonist, I mean, amazing. And he'll play a set, and then there'll be a little break, and then we'll set up for the big band. Does that sound right, Ben?
Exactly.
Just throw a few names out of who's appearing with your band, as I know there's not time to name all 17.
Oh my gosh. Well, Alan Jones, Renato Caranto, Devin Phillips, who else? The trombones, it's like Stan Bach and Jeff Usatello and Lars Campbell and Doug Peebles.
Wow.
Just one amazing. Everybody in the band is incredible.
It is. It's definitely something to look forward to. And
it's a who's who list of I'm sorry, it's a who's who of Portland, you know, jazz luminaries. I'm so excited.
And Ben, why don't you elaborate on the reason for the concert? The Cathedral Park.
Well, yes. So the Cathedral Park Jazz Festival has been an event that has occurred for 36 years running, and it's always been a free event. It takes place in the park, Cathedral Park, which is right below on the east side underneath St. John's Bridge. It's an amazing location, a natural amphitheater. And it's been a free event for 36 years running. So the Jazz Society is doing our best to make sure that it stays free. And that's why we're having this amazing fundraising concert.
Great. And try to be there if you can't. There will be ways on jazzoregon.com for you to donate, but do remember that the purpose is to raise funds to keep the Cathedral Park Jazz Festival, the outdoor festival, which has blues on Friday night and jazz all day Saturday and Sunday, free. And this year that's July 14th, 15th, and 16th. So, Ben, please summarize the concert. And as you join in here, and after about a half a minute of summarizing, we'll let everybody know more of what this great band sounds like.
Thanks very much. In summary, the concert is going to start at 7. It's going to feature Dana Stevens and his quartet, Dana is a fantastic new voice on the New York jazz scene, originally from the Bay Area. I'm sure everybody will love listening to him. I certainly will. And then to make things even better, we will combine his sound with the phenomenal Ezra Weiss Big Band. I heard Ezra at the PDX Jazz Festival and was just completely blown away. So I am just beyond excited about this. And then to top it all off, you know, it is an opportunity to expand the venues for jazz in Portland while raising money to make sure that another great institution of jazz remains free. So there's just so many things coming together with this concert that, you know, I'm just very, very excited and honored to be part of this.
810 Southeast Belmont in Portland, Saturday, April 22. Doors open at 6. There'll be a silent auction going on to help raise those funds. Dana Stevens and his combo at 7, and the Ez Weiss Big Band after he's done, after a short intermission.
Perfect.
Ez and Ben, thanks so much for being here today to let everybody know.
Oh, thanks for having us, Bob.
Right now, we want to hear Footprints from the Ezra Weiss Big Band, and you're hearing it on KBOO's Jazz in the Afternoon.